Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
We've been having a chat just outside the van pre-interview. You mentioned that you've had a few close losses,
yeah,
which obviously is disappointing from a coaching point of view. What do you put that down to?
Well, a few things. We're giving ourselves opportunities, which is the most pleasing thing for us as coaches, but just probably not finishing our work when we need to. And they've all been different games. Like today, we're coming from behind, but the other three were in front at three-quarter time. So, you know, teams are coming from behind are just playing with that freedom, and we've probably just tightened up a little bit, or we just haven't been able to kick a goal here and there and just put a little bit more breathing room. So, I think we're playing bloody good footy, so it's sort of really, for us as coaches, it's about keeping the players up and keeping them playing with that momentum and that belief, because, you know, close losses can put you down a little bit, but we're still, I don't know, we can keep playing the way we're playing, and we'll see how we go. Still plenty of time.
And obviously still tinkering with the formula with the likes of Jaron McCormack, Adam Garner.
Yeah.
I mean, they're flexible. You can have them back. You throw them forward. You know, McCormack's so great in the air. But has that come down to just a situational thing, how the game's going as to a match-up that potentially the opposition have or what they can do for you? Like, because there was a lot of that flicking around today and trying to find, you know, the recipe to actually make it work when it went forward, and all of them look damaging at different times. So how do you sort of balance that out?
Yeah, well, we really love, we know Garns can, you know, he was a leading goal kicker a couple of years ago, so we know he can kick goals. But we actually, when he's down back, he plays the space off his man really well. He cuts angles, and we know he can mark the footy. So he actually, you know, he's probably our best player today when he was down back, because he intercepted a lot. And then he gets himself into marking form. So then when he goes forward, then he feels like he can clunk anything, which he actually, then you saw him do and kick a goal. So that's the way we like to, it's a blessing for us that we can manoeuvre him that way. And, you know, sometimes down forward, it can be, you can get your hands to a lot of things, but playing on a defence like the Dragons with Benstead and those guys down there, it can be a really tough day to just to have the footy in your hands. So to be able to manoeuvre those guys back and forward, because it is easy to get the ball in your hands down back and you feel like you're in the game. So we don't want guys just sitting high and dry for full games of footy, working their backsides off and getting no reward.
You wanted the win, but you probably didn't want St. Joey's winning either, because now you've actually got a two-game gap that you've got to make up. It's not insurmountable, but it's going to be tough, isn't it? Your next fortnight is huge before you buy. It's not negotiable. You've got to win both against Leopold and South Barwon.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's exactly right. I'm not too sure who those... Well, I think one of the boys said, I think they thought Joey's had the toughest road home, so for them to win today, it puts a bit of breathing room there. But, yeah, it's not insurmountable, but we've sort of got to... We've just got to win and then maybe hope some other results go our way. But it could... We'll see how it goes. The guys are... We'll slow starters this year. We had a tough start against some good sides, and our footy was nowhere near it. But we've been able to, throughout the journey of this year, is play young blokes like Ted Buchanan's running around out there today, 16 years old. And then Hamish Darrick's 18. So there's a lot of young guys coming through. So to be able to play the footy that we've been playing, our older guys are in form, getting those guys exposed. And we're still, you know, we're still almost winning games. So we've had to call on those guys because we've had injuries. You know, we had four go out from last week's side. So it will be a tough road home. But you know, that's what footy is. Is sometimes, you know, you guys all watch AFL footy. Pies basically win a premiership one year because they win close games during the year. If the results go the other way, they might not even be anywhere near it. So we'll see how we go.
So I was right. When Ted Buchanan was lining up for goal, Joffy was giving him advice, and I said, I've got a sneaking suspicion that Ted wasn't born when Joffy played his first senior game for Colac. And I'd be bang on the mark.
You would.
Joffy would have been on Geelong's list.
Yeah.
or Sydney's list when...
Joffy's old enough to be his grandpa.
Yeah, that's fair. Sandman Mattress Factory speaking with Colac co-coach Seb Ross on Carrick Footy. Here's Jase.
Seb, I just...
just it is the difference between, like, it was a great game of footy to watch.
Yeah.
So as a purist going, oh my God, this is finals like footy, the difference between the win and the loss is just moments in the game. Is that what you say to the players in terms, especially the younger players, I suppose, in terms of being able to, it's contest to contest, and is that how you explain it to them, or how you're trying to teach them how to play the game?
Yeah, for sure. And I think what we've gone after the last couple of weeks, and hopefully you've seen it today, is just to have play with a bit more dare, a bit more run and carry and forward handball, because we know our pressure and we know our contest is good, and it's just trying to get into our forwards a little bit quicker and not playing just down the line footy. And so when you inject youth into your team, they kind of naturally do that and like to play that way. So that's sort of helped them. But it's this level of footy, like, you do, you know, if your younger guys are half a step off or anything like that, you just get cooked. So they and it's been an issue for us for what, 2 years now, is it's bounced out of our forward line. So we get entries, we get looks, but then it can sometimes come out too easy. And if we're not set defensively behind the ball, and we've got to add a younger back line today, and it's no fault of theirs, it's just that mistakes will happen and we'll just coach them through it. But yeah, they would have learned a lot today playing on, because there's some quality players out there for Bell Park. They're that group's been together for a little while now, so they've sort of got that chemistry and that run and carry and bigger bodies now. So
are you looking at it from a situation of right now to what does it look like in 12 months time? What does it look like in 2 years time in terms of the team and the way of the setup of that? Because as you said, you know, you want to try and get some continuity amongst the team and amongst the playing group.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's been good for us is even watching the Twos boys play today, they've even really improved their
footy. And I was going to say, Lockie Veal's a really important part of that process, I think, from a academy perspective with the Falcons, your reserves, obviously former under 18 coach. You need some of those people around the club to help you develop those guys.
We can't do it. those guys do a lot around the footy club, and they're sort of they're projecting the same message that we're trying to get across the group. But we've changed a little bit with the way we've played this year. So to watch the Twos players, Armin and I watched a fair bit of the game today. We were actually loving seeing them sort of adopt
do the same
a lot of, and it's and it's sort of coming out and them getting reward for it. So we're competitive. We sort of, you never, I don't know, you always have one sort of eye on the future. Yep. And what's your pick blokes that you think, you know, will potentially go on and have good GFL careers. But you know, there's a lot of senior players for us, like Chase Murray and Cyril wasn't out there today, but guys have played a lot of Twos footy and built their careers there, and now they're good GFL players. Yep. So we've just had to call on them as well. So, and we've tried to build a simple sort of game plan so they're not overawed when they come in. So when they come in, they know the job that has to be done. But they've had good exposure. We've played, you know, we've been in it a lot against a lot of good sides this year. So we'll just keep whacking away, and hopefully, you know, we'll get a few cattle back next week. It's really, really exciting for Micah. Micah's gone to, he's playing for Werribee tomorrow, which is exciting for him. So particularly for that Colac area, you know, he was playing for Alvey in the district 2 years ago. So for him to, you know, put it out there and make the jump, because sometimes for kids like that, it's a real especially if they're, I'm not saying guys don't have egos and that, but it's a big thing for them to put themselves out there and have a go. So for him to go from strength to strength to now having a crack for Werribee is awesome.
Seb, you today coming into the game, obviously Bell Park, part of their game style is uncontested marks and controlling the ball. You let them have, or they had over 90 marks today. Was that something that you addressed and maybe just felt like defensively you're a little bit off in pressing the ground a bit more to take them away, or you didn't really feel like when you discussed with your co-coaches that they were as damaging because a lot of them were sort of back half?
No. We knew that's their game, and we were able to take that away from them, you know, when we played them up at Colac a few weeks ago, and they doubled down on it against South Barwon and then against Joey's. So we know that's their game. I think they just, you know, they train at this ground. They know the ground so well. They know what side to use. It's like they love that little corner of the centre square over there, and that far side of the ground. And and they just, like, they've, like I said, they've been together so long now. So as soon as they, like, it's, you know, we kick a point, they almost know what the other 17 players are doing on the ground and where the space is and how to get it there. So it was a real we weren't surprised by it, but it was really they make it really hard to stop.
Yep. And you just touched on before how you've been in a lot of games against a lot of good sides. What does your reviewing look like in terms of being able to take some of those moments? Do you package them up and talk a bit more about sort of little death moments of games and how you can address them moving forward, even for the back end of this season, when given how tight it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think for our guys, it's we keep playing to win. So late really, the coaching point for us late was the guys still they came too wide, and we need to win. So we need to attack the corridor. Our numbers were there, and so just that predictability. And you know, we've got a few new guys in our side that haven't played in close games. Like even Ethan Little coming from Geelong West, he hasn't really been involved in these games. So for him, he's learning a lot as well. But from a review perspective, the way, I don't know, some weeks we sort of, the only times we really review games is when we've coached on the way in about the way we want to play, and we review that. So, we'll show that to the players, but then Army and I will, and the other coaches, we sort of review the other stuff and test and then set up training to sort of see how it works, because we don't want to, you know, the guys at Colac, like, they're country footballers. We don't want to overwhelm them. They've got jobs, you know, that they love having a good time. It's a great footy club to be at. We don't want to overwhelm them with tactics and stuff. So show them the good stuff, and then if we can sort of mould the way and the situations within training, and then sort of just highlight those things, and that they're really good at picking that up and running with it.
We spoke to your president, Phil Lang, before the game about what it looks like for the coaching structure for next year. He's confident that you and Army will be there again next year. Is that how you view it as well, that you're likely to continue on?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'd probably have to have that that chat before anyone, but we've been really fortunate, Army and I. Didn't know what it was going to be like when we first started coaching together, nor did he, but I think him and I, we really enjoy each other's company, and we share the same philosophies with footy. And to be honest, I pretty much take a back seat to him. He's really the game day coach, and he's the motivator and the emotional one. And I'm a bit more of the I can keep a little bit more of a level head and get what needs to be done. So we really complement each other, but we probably should have that chat soon, really. But we've sort of just been so focused on.
Yep.
It's a massive 5 weeks. Even it's not. We've lost more games at this point last year, but I think when we lost to Bell Park here last year, it was like, oh, great, we actually have to keep winning. It was super tight. So, and it's not to say, like, the pressure shifts. Like, Bell Park, they've got to keep winning as well. Joey's have to keep winning. But yeah, I'm sure we'll sit down soon and we'll see that. But it's one of them ones I see around the league. Stevie J signed on, Spaldo's signed on, and then Ben Bosley, he's leaving as well. So it's sort of a little bit of a merry-go-round, the way it goes.
How's your body? Are we going to see you again this year at any stage?
Well, not in the home away season, so we'll see how it goes. It's been 7 weeks, and I'll start running in about 3 weeks, so it's a long time off running, and then I've got to build back up again, which has been it's been super frustrating. Such an innocuous. I'm glad I can say I was on the footy field when it happened, but I was literally walking backwards from a stoppage. The ball wasn't even in play.
Do you lose Darcy Lang next week?
Do you know what? I'm terrible at this stuff. I actually have no idea.
Yes, you do.
No. Oh, we do. We do lose.
I think it's college and grammar next week.
Yeah,
grammar.
Is it?
It's the Derby. Yes.
But it's one of them funny things. If you asked Army, I don't think he would know either. We sort of the way we treat injuries. It's like, okay, that's. Because we just have had to.
Yeah.
That's okay. Just come and see us when you're ready to play, and you'll play. Like Darcy messaged us on Monday, said, "Oh, hey boys, I'm back from Europe. I'm available." Oh, cool.
The one I reckon you miss is Ben McCarthy.
Yeah. So Benny, when I walked out of the rooms just before, it was the first face I saw, and I was like, we're missing him as well.
Could have done with you.
Yeah. And then. But yeah, he's super important to us. And the thing that we haven't seen yet is we've just got Jared Walters back, and he's hugely important for us. And he's really important for Ethan Little and Benny, because he does the grunt work. But we haven't seen them three together yet. So And I think he's sort of progressing really quickly. He's back at training. He's just not kicking on that leg. He was kicking an Oz kick ball on that leg the other day.
So what's he done to it? Is it a quad or something?
Yeah, he snapped the central quad tendon. And usually that can be anywhere from 12 to 6 weeks, just depending. Yeah. But he's recovering really well, so he should be far away.
Any of Giblet, Gorwell, Smart, Aaron Walters next week?
Aaron Walters ran off. Yeah, he was the runner today, and he said, "I'm playing next week, so I'm not doing this again." Yeah. Cyril might be right. Those Cyril and Smart, they've sort of have had hamstrings this year, so whether you give them another week. And then Sammy Gilbert's a weird one. He's sort of just had, he's been carrying his knee for like 3 years, and he just got a little bit more sore this last week, and so the physios weren't comfortable unless the surgeon ticked him off. So he was definitely having a week off, but he could be the year, which is a shame because he was out. He's probably, between him and Spokes, they've probably been our best players last month.
Leah Brady Hall, Lockie Simkin, Jack Skinner. You got half a side.
Oh no, Michael wasn't out there either. So it's. But it's good and bad. Like those guys play, the game might look different. But I'm sure Bell Park probably had injuries as well.
You'd have to worry about Sarsavic.
That's handy. Maybe that's why we didn't make Az play this week with his shoulder. Because I'm sure if Sarsavic was playing, Az probably would want to look at him. You get opportunities with injuries, and our guys have. That's probably one thing I think we've done really well as a club is we've sort of. You know, our two players have really improved. Were you sitting right in front of that almost hanger today? You were looking this way.
I missed it.
So guys like Gus Huda, like those guys have just really gone from strength to strength this year. So, we'd always want a full, healthy list, but it never really happens. For us, we were hoping to win a few more games because it's sort of our injuries this year have happened in the front half of the year. Last year, they happened in the back half. That was challenging as well last year.
Seb, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Commiserations today. And for your sake, hopefully we're seeing you on the first weekend of September at West Oval. Big couple of weeks against Leopold and South Barwon, and then you get a chance to reset with a bye and then throw yourself into the last three games of the year. Good luck, and we'll see what unfolds over the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Seb Ross joining us on Carrick Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations in George's Road, North Lane, and Marshalltown Road in Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.